Good morning, everyone. I want to really begin by thanking Rabbi Zweig for inviting me to join you this morning and be able to share a few words of Torah on your theme of Gedolei Yisrael. An incredibly important theme. As we know, V'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha. In life, it's so important to have role models. And in life, it's so important to have people to look up to. And who you look up to and what you value in those role models very much determines the kind of wonderful young women that Emir Hashem you will become. But I want to begin our discussion this morning in a little bit of a different kind of place. When a little boy is 8 days old, he comes into the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And in that mitzvah of Bris, we say something incredible. We give the baby brachos. We articulate our aspirations for this little boy that Emir Hashem, he should become someone and something great. And we say the phrase, Zehakaton Godol Yihya, which literally translated, Zehakaton, what does that mean? This little one, Godol Yihya, should be great, or should be big, should be large. So on the most basic level, what it sounds like we're saying is right now, this little baby is a baby. The baby is a katan. But the baby should Emir Hashem one day become an adult, become a gadol, become someone. Again, it's just a statement of almost physical, physiological maturation. Right now you're little, but Emir Hashem one day you will become big. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, what a strange thing to say. Okay, I understand right now the baby is a baby, and Emir Hashem B'Shem Tov HaMetzachas will become big. There must be a deeper meaning. This is a bracha we're giving him on the day that he enters into the covenant of Avraham Avinu, on the day that he assumes his place within the ranks of Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean? And the Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. He says, to appreciate this statement, you have to go back to Bereishis. What did we find in Bereishis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two sources of light, the sun and the moon. And the Torah HaKadosha records, if you fast forward a little bit in the Genesis narrative, a little bit further in the creation story, the Torah calls one of them Hama'or HaGadol, and the second one, the Ma'or HaKaton. There is a large luminary, that's the sun. The smaller luminary, that's the moon. Why is the sun called the large one, and the moon called the small one? So you all know. Because the sun generates its own light. The moon, on the other hand, only reflects the light of the sun. The moon does not generate its own light. And therefore says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the bracha we give the little baby, is Zehakatan. Right now you're little. And when you're little, you don't generate that much of your own light. You generate light, but you don't create that light. The light that you generate as a young little boy, as a young little girl, is the light of your parents. It's the Ma'or HaKaton. But Gadol Yihyeh. One day you will be great. One day you will be something special. One day you will generate your own light. And I was thinking about this statement as it applies to your theme of Gadol Yisrael. Because at the end of the day, the Gedolim that we have, and you know, who is considered to be a Gadol, whoever people look up to be a Gadol, okay, perhaps different segments of Klal Yisrael look at different people as Gedolim, but that's not our discussion today. But the job of a Gadol, the role of a Gadol, the role of a great leader within Klal Yisrael is to create light so that the rest of us, the members of Klal Yisrael, have the ability to reflect that light. Just like when we're little, we reflect the light of our parents. As we get older, we reflect the light of our Gedolim. So you'll ask, how do we reflect the light of our Gedolim? After all, there might be many people who we consider and look up to be Gedolim that perhaps we will never ever meet. I understand if I could reflect the light of my parents, because hopefully I talk to my parents, I have a relationship with my parents, I learn from my parents, but how am I supposed to reflect the light of Gedole Yisrael, some of whom I may never have the opportunity to interact with? And girls, the answer is a simple one. By learning from their example. When one looks towards Gedole Yisrael, when one looks towards great Rabbanim, great Manhigim, and again, this is a Beis Yaakov, and just understand that whom you look to as Gedolim are not just rabbis with long beards. There are many incredible pious women who have to serve as your role models as well, who are incredible bastions of spirituality and incredible paradigmatic examples of what it means to be a Bas Yisrael, what it means to be the daughter of the King. And as you go through your journey of life, you have to identify these people and learn from them. And when you learn from them, you reflect their light. When you emulate them, you reflect their light. When you try to understand what makes them great, because girls, you understand, sometimes we think that the definition of a gadol is someone who knows a lot of Torah. Knowing a lot of Torah is an absolute necessity, not just for a gedolim, but for every Jew. But you know, a person could know a lot of Torah that doesn't make them a gadol. After all you need to learn a lot of Torah is a good mind, and to carve out some time. A person could be spiritually and morally bankrupt and still know a lot of Torah. A gadol be Yisrael can't become a gadol without Torah. But Torah knowledge is not the only determinant. It's your midos. It's how you treat one another. It's how you treat yourself. It's how you treat your mishpacha. It's how you treat people who are like you and people who are not like you. Those are the qualities that make someone a gadol. Those are the qualities that make great people great. And so when it comes to Gedol Yisrael, we learn from them so that we can reflect their light. And so in the few minutes that I have with you this morning, I want to tell you about someone who I look up to. A person who was a gadol, no longer alive in this world, but someone who I look to for inspiration and someone whose sheer example of how he lived his life inspires me each and every day. And the person to whom I refer is a man by the name of Rav Klonimus Kamish Shapira, known as, bless you, known as the Rebbe of Piazetsna. The Rebbe of Piazetsna was born in 1889 and was murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shalom V'Zichram, in 1943. He was born in Poland to a great and illustrious Hasidic family, but tragedy struck his family early. Young Klonimus Kamish Shapira lost his father at the age of 3. In 1905, he married a very pious young woman by the name of Rachel Chaya Miriam, and together they had 2 children, a son and a daughter. A son, Elimelech ben Sion, and a daughter, Rachel Yehudis. In 1909, at a very young age, Klonimus Kamish Shapira was appointed to be the Rebbe of Piazetsna. Piazetsna is a town not far outside of Warsaw. He was a very young man, but he had already established for himself a reputation as an outstanding Talmud Chacham, as someone with incredible empathy, compassion, someone who was no seba olim chavero, someone who felt the pain and the difficulties of his fellow Jew like it was his own. But life for the Piagetsna changed as it did with the Jews for all the Jews of Europe. On September 1st, 1939, the Nazis invaded Poland and the Jews of Piagetsna were rounded up and put into the Warsaw Ghetto, about 20 kilometers from Piagetsna. In the bombardment of Poland, the Rebbe, the Piagetsna, lost his only son, Elimelech ben Sion. And a few days later, his daughter-in-law, Elimelech ben Sion's wife, was killed as well. And a little bit before the war, his mother had passed away. And then just a little while later, a few years later, in July 1942, his daughter Rachel was taken away, shipped off to Treblinka, where she was murdered as well. So you hear a story like this, and you wonder, a young man who lost everything, lost his father as a child, lost his mother before the war, lost his son and his daughter-in-law, his daughter, although the Rebbe never knew what happened to his daughter. He davened for her every day, but he did not know that she had already been killed. And so you would think to yourself, what would happen with a person like this? What would become of him? And I think to myself, if chas v'shalom, any of these tragedies happened to me, let alone all of these tragedies happened to me, I think I would just stop functioning. I think that I would just be unable to get out of bed in the morning. But girls, I want to tell you what the Piagetsna did. From the moment that he came to the Warsaw Ghetto, the first thing that he saw is that Jews don't have enough to eat. So he set up a soup kitchen. Can you imagine what a soup kitchen looked like in the Warsaw Ghetto? Do you know what the soup kitchen was? Where do you get rations from a soup kitchen? Maybe some of you have been to a soup kitchen. Maybe again, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have the opportunity to volunteer, whether it's in Yad Eliezer, Meir Panim, so many incredible organizations that Baruch Hashem able to... But how do you open a soup kitchen in a place where there's not even enough food for regular people to survive? Do you know how you open a soup kitchen? The Piagetsna goes door to door and he begs, can you spare a little bit of food? I know you're hungry, but there are Jews who are even hungrier. And so the Piagetsna operates a soup kitchen in the Warsaw Ghetto. In the midst of Gehenim in this world, the Piagetsna is preoccupied with taking care of his fellow Jew. And then he opened an orphanage. And then the orphanage was to take care of all of the children who were left parentless as a result of the terrible tragedies which were unfolding around the Jewish people each and every day. And then the Piagetsna opened up a Beis Medrash, a clandestine, secret Beis Medrash that moved basement to basement to basement so that the sound of Torah should never cease. And then the Piagetsna opened a shul, and this shul had a minyan every Shabbos that it was possible. And not only that, but the Piagetsna would deliver a drasha, a beautiful, stirring, meaningful drasha. For what purpose? To inspire the brokenhearted, to give people who had lost all of their hope just a little bit of hope. And you know what the Piagetsna would do Matzi Shabbos? He would write down his drasha. He would write down the drasha. And he saved all of the manuscripts. He did not know if he was going to survive the war. But towards the end, when he felt that he wasn't going to survive, he buried all of the manuscripts in a milk container, in a metal milk container, buried it under some of the ruins of the ghetto with instructions that if someone were to find this, they should publish his drushes so that people should see the strength of Am Yisra. That even in the worst of conditions, we operated soup kitchens, orphanages, Bate Medrash and Shuls, that even in the worst of conditions, Jews davened, Jews learned Torah, and Jews did chesed. The Piagetsna didn't survive the war, but his manuscripts were found, and they were made into a sefer. Sefer is titled Eish Kodesh, the Holy Fire. And every week the Rebbe has a different drasha, filled with hope, filled with optimism, filled with a message that some way, somehow, we will make it through. And even if we don't make it through, Am Yisrael always will. And the Rebbe said in Parshas Shlach something absolutely amazing. I'll share this with you quickly. You remember Parshas Shlach, the terrible story of the Meraglim. And the Meraglim, the spies, come back and they deliver a disastrous report about Eretz Yisrael. And they say, they speak the truth, they say at the end of the day, very strong nations inhabit the land. It's impossible for us to overcome the indigenous nations. They're too strong, they're too powerful, they're too overwhelming. And Kalev speaks up. And what does Kalev say? The Pasuk says, Vayas Kalev es ha'am al Moshe vayomer, alo na'ale v'yarashnu osa, ki yachol nuchala. What does Kalev essentially say? What does Kalev say? We can do it. We can do it. Let's go, we can do it. And the Rebbe, the Piagetsna, asked Kalev, what kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? The Meraglim are telling you we can't do it, and they're telling you why we can't do it. The cities are fortified. The people, the nations are giants. They're too strong. They're warriors. We're not warriors. The Meraglim gave a whole bunch of reasons why we can't overtake the land. And what does Kalev say? Yes, we can. What kind of argument is that? Kalev, if you want to counter the arguments of the Meraglim, then speak to their arguments one by one. Explain why the fortified cities are not a problem. Explain why these strong indigenous nations are not a problem. But to just say, we can do it. Alo na'ala. Let's go, we can do it. And the Rebbe says, you see something so incredibly important from here. An incredible life lesson. That sometimes you just have to put your mind to something and get it done. There are things we have to accomplish in this world. Each of us has a mission. There are things we have to accomplish through our day. There are things we have to accomplish in this year. And girls, you know, so many times we make excuses for ourselves. I know I should do this, but. I know I have to accomplish this, but. And there's this excuse, and there's that excuse, and there's a million different excuses. I would have done more, but my mother doesn't spend enough time with me. I would have done more, but my teacher is not nice enough to me. I would have accomplished more, but the school day is so long. There's no time to do anything else. Life is filled with excuses. Sometimes you just have to say, Alo na'ale, ki achol nuchala. If you know there's something you have to do in life, get it done. Don't spend your energy. Don't spend your time making excuses. Put your kohos to accomplishing something great. This was the Piagetsna's drasha, Parshas Shlach, in the year 1940. But it wasn't just the drasha. It was his mantra. It was the way that he lived his life. If there are things in life that you know you have to accomplish, don't let anything stand in your way. The Piagetsna is my hero. The Piagetsna is someone I look up to each and every day. And the Piagetsna is someone that when I find myself at a crossroads, I ask myself, what would the Rebbe, Rav Klonimus Kalman Shapira, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, do? Because he gives me the light. It's just up to me to reflect it. In Klal Yisrael, we have so many great people, so many gedolim, some of them whose reputations are known, and many who choose to live in obscurity. But the power of our Gedolim, the power of choosing positive role models, is they show you the light, but then it's your job to reflect it. We're in a new year of Tavshin Pei, and a new year brings incredible opportunities. It's Erev Shabbos Shuva. This is the first Shabbos of the year, the first new Shabbos. What you do this Shabbos ultimately determines the Shabbosos for the years to come. What you do this time of year during these days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva sets the tone for the entire year. And the year is a lifetime. So this morning as I speak to you about Gedoli Yisrael, I urge you to internalize this message of this Gadol B'Yisrael, of the Ish Kodesh, of the Piyajetzna. Make your goals for the coming year. Decide on the things you want to accomplish. Decide who you want to be and what you want to be. And when you are tempted to make excuses and not work so hard, remember the words of the Ish Kodesh. Alo na'ale ki yachol nuchal la. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, put your mind to it and make it happen. Because if you put your mind to it, it will happen. If you decide that failure is not an option, then you will succeed. If you decide that you have to accomplish, nothing will stand in your way. And if you make Tavshin Pei a year of accomplishment, you will, Amir Tzashem, give an aliyah to the neshama of the Piyajetzna, and you will open your heart to seeing and reflecting the light of all of our incredible Gedoli Yisrael. I wish each of you a Gemar Chasima Tova and a year filled with beautiful success, beautiful accomplishment, and filled with incredible holy light. Thank you.
Thank you very much.